Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Let's start with some Bruins news, Jones. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Matthew Patra?
Oh.
Sent to Providence.
Ah.
Yeah, going to play for the Baby Bees, as they were called.
Flushed them down the Patra.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So big change there.
Okay.
As for the Bruins themselves, they're in action tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues on the road. It'll be an 8 o'clock puck drop. See if the Bees can get on the winning side of things.
Do you think in any way, shape, or form that's a reflection of, hey, it's getting desperate for Montgomery? Is this independent of Montgomery? Does this say anything about Montgomery in any way that they're sending down what at least a year ago seemed to be a promising young player?
Yeah, I kind of liked him too, or at least maybe I like the idea of him more, but I think it's just they're trying to find the right combination. Montgomery kind of has been throwing all different combinations.
Yeah, maybe I have it backwards.
See what
maybe,
sticks.
Maybe that's an indication that Sweeney knows ownership is pissed about not being in the playoffs and we better figure it out. Yeah, maybe I have it backwards. Maybe it's more than that.
Yeah, it could be. All right.
Yes, together we will make America
grab bag
again.
Well, that'll be at least.
I don't know if everyone's going to love that, but listen. That was Fitzy thinks that could be a new show motto for us.
I mean, the guy won the popular vote. What
yes. Together, we will make America
grab bag
again.
I think that's going to be a win. I think that's going to be a net positive.
We'll see. The Boston Celtics are in action tonight, Jones, at home, taking on the Atlanta Hawks in group play for the NBA Cup. I know you're a big NBA Cup guy.
I want them to win. Yes or no, you want them to win the NBA Cup. Don't say you don't care. Yes or no, you want them to win it.
Yeah, I want them to win every game.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good. So I want them to win it, too.
But that's such a weaselly way of asking.
Why is that a weaselly way of asking?
I don't care about the NBA Cup.
Okay, but
I'm not going to root for them to lose it.
Okay, because you...
I'm a loser.
You want them to win.
I want them to win.
I want
more
them
than anything else.
I want them to win the NBA Cup. You know what Terp told me?
I don't want it.
You know what Terp told me?
For this reason, I want them to lose the Cup final.
Oh, yeah, no. So, what's the reason, though?
Okay.
If you got to tell
so
us the reason.
Terp said, because we all mocked the Lakers for raising a banner.
Yeah.
Terp said the NBA mandates you raising a banner.
You sure about that, Terp?
I don't know.
You sure about that? That's
I don't
why.
Know. So I hope for all the Celtics fans, we all mocked the Lakers for raising a banner. I thought the NBA Cup was important. I didn't need to raise a banner for it. But I hope the Celtics have to win it and then have to raise a banner, and we all have to pretend like we don't care about it. We're like, oh, the Lakers are so stupid, and then the Celtics raise one. That would be tremendous.
What if they can decide how big the banner is,
mm-hmm.
and it's like smaller than like a number that's in the rafters?
Hey,
league, get off our back.
We put one up there.
The
NBA Cup. Teeny tiny.
Just put it in one of the empty squares on the retired number banner.
That's true.
Right in there.
It's like Garnett, Pierce.
Like,
what is that thing?
Is that for the bean pot?
2024.
2024. Nope. Not the bean pot.
Is that for the bean pot? No, that's for the NBA Cup.
They just won the NBA Cup.
And so I want them to win it. Last year, I thought it was important for them to try to win something like that.
They won something last year.
I was wrong. They didn't need to win it to win a championship.
That's true. How'd the Lakers do last year?
I thought it would have helped them. Not very good.
No.
They gave the Nuggets a run for their money, though, let me tell you. It's a competitive sweep, or five games, whatever it ended up being. Competitive.
There was.
Without the NBA Cup, it might not
have been. They showed up every game.
But no, it's like it's no different than the Great Alaska Shootout. I don't mind an in-season tournament.
Great Alaska Shootout is at the beginning of the year, isn't it?
Okay, there are holiday tournaments in college hoops.
Yeah, those are usually at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
But
this is the beginning of the season, Keith. It's November.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think...
before Christmas. The NBA season doesn't start until Christmas,
but once
Keith,
the NBA
famously,
Cup thing...
Famously, it is the beginning of the season.
They've already played like 10 games, haven't they?
Yeah.
11 games?
Yeah. Well, it's not the first game of the year, but it's the beginning of the season.
Do they get to go to Alaska and maybe meet like a future vice president nominee and like make sweet love to her?
Probably you're talking about Glenn Rice.
Great Alaska shootout stories with Glenn Rice. Yeah, I'm talking about that for the second time in 2 weeks.
Is that on the air last
week? We brought that up before, yeah.
On the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was an off-air conversation.
No, it's one of my favorite stories of all time.
Glenn Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Guy shot a shot then.
Oh, he did indeed. Tried it.
What do you like better? Great Alaska Shootout, Maui Invitational, Puerto Rico Shootout, and there's another one.
Is there?
There was like another like preseason tournament that I would watch.
Chaminade. I like the Great Alaska Shootout.
Yeah,
exactly. The Chaminade being in the Maui Invitational ruined it.
Yeah.
They won like one game in 30 years.
No, I know. Well, you know, you host the thing, you get to be a part of it.
Oh my freaking God, Brendan! It's
grab bag.
How about last night's top NBA performer? Let's take a look at it, shall we? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, everybody's darling to win the MVP this year, Jones.
Yeah, no Chet Holmgren out there.
No, he broke his pelvis.
Yep.
For reals. So he's out. 45 points, 9 assists for SGA in a win over the Clippers. Victor Wembanyama, 34 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 blocks.
How many threes? Didn't he drain a bunch of threes, too?
I didn't see that.
Oh, I think he was raining threes, too.
Blew out the Kings.
6 of them.
Yeah, nice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then my guy, Donovan Spida Mitchell,
yep.
36 points, 8 rebounds as the Cavs beat the Bulls 119-113. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 12-0.
Will it tell you anything if they win the NBA Cup?
And tell me they mean business.
Will you look at them and go, wow, they're 20-0 or something like that?
Well, at this point, they need to go for it because they got the undefeated season still alive. They could go 82-0.
That's a good point.
12-0, though, for these guys.
I mean, you and Brad Stevens love the Cavs.
That is true.
I love the Knicks. Mm-hmm. They are currently 4-5.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Where do you think that guy recorded that? Like at work?
Maybe in like a stall,
like in his car.
He went to the potty and he was like,
"He's like, I got a real idea, hey, guys.
Road.
Yeah, like, hey guys, I gotta go check out for a minute. He's got a hot idea.
That might have been live at Red Rocks where he did that. Oh, he crushed it.
Yeah, I mean, tremendous performance. I'm just curious where that man recorded.
Yeah, you can email us. You can let us know where it was. All right, every once in a while we stumble into one of the great wrong answers on Wheel of Fortune.
Mm.
So obviously it helps with the visual, but I can explain it afterwards. But basically, I would say half, maybe more than half the letters were flipped.
Okay.
When this gentleman last night buzzed in and he wanted to solve.
Okay, good.
Let's take a listen.
It's bold.
I'd like to buy a U.
Well, you're going to get 3 U's.
Nice.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. Oh.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
Although, I kind of like yours.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Than just clapping right now.
Hey, you know,
Treat yourself to a round of sausage.
That's a common phrase.
The first word was 4 letters, and he said treat.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
You know what they always say.
He's like, no, sorry. That's incorrect.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the IHOP.
She's like, I'll solve. Give yourself a round of applause. Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Shaughnessy never invited me to the IHOP, Billy.
No,
but
you didn't make the cut.
No, you know if he did. If I made the cut with Courtney Fallon and Danny Picard, you know what he would say. Oh, yeah, treat yourself a round of sausage.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Hoping for a happy ending. That's the number one important thing to me.
I agree. What unbelievable, though. That guy.
Good guess.
She's like, I'll take it from here.
Hey, better than Randy Marsh.
How far did he get into it? Because before he went, this is not right.
Treat yourself to a round of sausage.
After he said treat, he had to be second guessing himself because he's like, that wouldn't fit in the first part. So I don't know where I'm going with
it. And it was
the rest of it.
There were no letters solved there. in the first word.
Then there's like three letters.
Oh, okay. And he still,
it was like most of the letters were turned. I mean, it wasn't just read it, but it was like most of the letters were already spun
around. Treat yourself a round of sausage.
And you get one up there too. And then right away, she's like, I know what that is. Like,
no.
That, not that. I know
it should be two a round of sausage. Yeah. So we got to that point. He's like, ooh.
She's like, oh, thank God I was thinking sausage. So I'm going to change it if that's not right.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The hills fill my heart with the sound of me.
Grab bag.
How about this just into the news desk this afternoon? Gillette Stadium will be the site of Navy versus Notre Dame in 2026.
Nice.
I like that.
And Notre Dame playing in Massachusetts makes sense. Did they get a game at Fenway ever? Or did they get like a bowl game at Fenway? I'm trying to remember.
Notre Dame, did they? They didn't play BC at Fenway, I don't think.
That makes sense.
I'm in, though. I think that's a good time.
You think Bill will attend that one? He attended Army-Navy at Gillette. You think he'll attend that one?
Well, they'll probably do game day there again, and I bet Bill pops up and McAfee.
Still Navy.
Yeah, right. You can wear the little helmet again.
Yeah.
Do it up, people like that.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
The Fenway Bowl was BC against SMU.
Oh.
Nope. So, BC was in it. I knew
the
that.
Stangs.
Yeah, exactly.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a grab bag.
Normally, we record the Dork podcast on Monday night.
Uh-huh.
Davey had something. He had a commitment. So, tonight, we are going to review The Penguin. Season 1 of The Penguin is in the books. Finale on Sunday night. Excellent show. So 8:45 tonight on YouTube, Davey and I will be talking Penguin.
Is it anything like what I hear Wiggy, you, and Greg discussing in between shows?
It'll be
pretty much daily. It's like that?
Yeah, okay. It'll be like that. But we'll be sitting down.
In podcast form, that's kind of how we cross
that.
Over here off the air. Yep. And like the whole 5-minute break is just Wiggy
talking about the Penguin.
Just talking about mostly talking at Keith about the Penguin.
Correct.
Yeah.
Shouting at me, asking me questions.
It's usually what it is.
Some theories that he has,
things like
that. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. It's good.
That's a good listen. I imagine the Door podcast is a good listen.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. Everybody's favorite time of the day. It is random baseball player of the day.
Lean in, Bill.
At some point, we will mix in some NFL, NBA, NHL, college football, college basketball. At some point.
Wow.
Today's baseball.
Okay. Today's baseball.
Bold.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll see how it goes. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll punt. All right. This is a pitcher.
Uh-huh.
A pitcher who threw, I remember him as a starter, but looking it up, he had way more relief appearances. So he was both.
Billy's already guessing.
Starter and a reliever. More relief appearances in his career. Lefty.
Pitched for uh-huh.
Braves.
Yep.
Reds. Cardinals, Rockies, Red Sox, Cubs, Angels, Indians, Orioles.
Wow. Not Steve Avery.
No. Majority of
not
his
Darren Oliver.
No.
Ooh, good one.
Most of his career with the Braves and Reds. Everybody else was a season.
Some Charlton. Give me a Charlton. Give me a Norm Charlton.
Not Norm Charlton.
Burkett was a righty. Burkett wasn't a lefty, right?
John Burkett was right-handed.
Okay.
Saw him pitch at Fenway once when I was a kid. Pitched well.
He had a good start to his Red Sox
tenure. He had five shutout against the Yanks.
Yeah. Did you give the years yet? Did I miss the years?
No, not yet.
I'm not giving the years yet. Yeah, you hear the years?
Yeah, no, we like the years less, yeah.
All right, he broke in. He pitched two games in 1989.
Whoa.
So really 1990, I would say, is his rookie year.
Uh-huh.
And then his final pitch was in 2008. He's a 40-year-old man at that point when he retired.
2008. Who did he retire?
Jesse Orosco.
No, ooh. Good guess.
Who did he retire with?
Reds.
Bartolo Colon.
Good guess, no.
He's a right. What year was he with the Red Sox?
99.
It's Not John Birkin.
Just for a taste of 99. He didn't pitch the whole year.
Okay.
Got it.
Not Steve Avery.
Uh-huh.
Lefty. Text line got it or chat Lefty. Got it yet?
Text line. Let's see. Shoeless Joe Jackson. No.
He was a starter that moved to the bullpen. Braves, eventually the Red Sox. I heard the Rangers mixed in there.
Text and Twitch have it.
They
now.
Both have it?
Yep.
Damn, we are slacking.
Oh, I do remember. I remember lines. Him on the Reds. Kent Merker.
He got it.
Wow.
Kent Merker.
I wouldn't. I got that straight from the Twitch chat. You said the text line has it as
Kent
well?
Kent Merker.
Oh, Bruce Chen, good guess.
Yeah, Danny Nagel's a good guess. Bruce Chen and Danny Nagel, good guesses.
Kent Merker?
Kent Merker.
Did he start a playoff game? Or did he, like, get in a playoff game? Was he part of the 99? Was he with the Red Sox in that postseason run?
Yes.
Did he pitch one of those games where Pedro came out of the bullpen?
Yeah, he might have. He pitched.
Was he ever a Roll AIDS relief man of the year?
No, he never was.
How dare you?
He pitched in the ALDS against the Indians, and he pitched in the ALCS against the Yankees in 99. He was part of the 1995 Braves World Series team. Mm. He was one of those guys who was, like, not Glavin, Maddox, Smoltz, Avery, but he was, like, one of the other guys they would, like, add on who was pretty good.
Wow, he started three games in the playoffs in 99.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, he had some good years.
Well.
Ish. No?
Yes. I mean.
Had some random years.
Not in Boston.
He had some random years. That's why you play, random player. He had a 4.16 career ERA. That's not bad.
Yeah, you know what? His Boston ERA actually wasn't terrible either.
For a journeyman.
3.45. Okay. Kent Merker, your random baseball player of the day.
Gotcha.
Here on Jones and Keith. No, not, let's see. Who was it again?
Jamie
Denny
Moore,
Nagel.
Dan
Bruce Chen. No, none of them. They also had random careers, but that is not.
Oh, someone says BC did play Notre Dame at Fenway in a regular season game.
How about that?
According to that. All right.
Okay. I thought so.
Thank you.
There you go. Better at random BC football games than we are at random baseball players.
That's true.
Here on Jones and Keith, every day in the
Grab Bag.
Thank you, the Grab Bag.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.